a production of South Dakota Public Broadcast.
Help these senators to see those in our state that are not readily visible, and to hear the voices of the poor and powerless. Bless and keep in your tender care the families of these senators. We pray for and give thanks for all of the workers who make this session go so well. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
The secretary will certify the members.
I, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State of the State of South Dakota, do hereby certify that the following members have been duly elected to the Senate at the general election held on November 4th, 2008, and are hereby certified as members of the Senate of the 2009-2010 legislative sessions. District number 1, Day, Marshall, and Roberts Counties, Gary D. Hansen, Sisseton. District number 2, Brown and Spink Counties, Jim Hunstead, Bath. District number 3, Brown and McPherson Counties, L. Northrup, Aberdeen. District number 4, Brookings, Dewell, Grant, and Mooney Counties, Jim Peterson, Revillo. District number 5, Coddington County, Nancy Turback Berry, Watertown. District number 6, Beadle, Clark, Coddington, Hamlin, and Kingsbury Counties, Art Frisley, Willow Lake. District number 7, Brookings County, Pam Merchant, Brookings. District number 8, Lake, Minor, Moody, and Sanborn Counties, Russell Olson, Madison. District number 9, Minnehaha County, Tom Dempster, Sioux Falls. District number 10, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Jean G. Abdallah, Sioux Falls. District number 11, Lincoln and Minnehaha Counties, Jason M. Gant, Sioux Falls. District number 12, Lincoln and Minnehaha County, Sandy Gerstead, Sioux Falls. District number 13, Minnehaha County, Scott Heideprim, Sioux Falls. District number 14, Minnehaha County, Dave Knutson, Sioux Falls. District number 15, Minnehaha County, Kathy Miles, Sioux Falls. District number 16, Lincoln and Union Counties, Margaret V. Gillespie, Hudson. District number 17, Clay and Turner Counties, Ben Nesselhoff, Vermilion. District number 18, Yankton County, Jean M. Hunhoff, Yankton. District number 19, Bonham, Douglas, Hutchinson, and Turner Counties, Frank J. Klocek, Scotland. District number 20, Aurora and Davison Counties, Mike Valley, Mitchell. District number 21, Brule, Buffalo, Charles Mix, Jones, and Lyman Counties, Cooper Garnos, Presho. District number 22, Beadle, Hand, and Gerald Counties, Tom Hansen, Huron. District number 23, Campbell, Edmonds, Falk, Hyde, McPherson, Potter, and Walworth Counties, Corey Brown, Gettysburg. District number 24, Hughes, Stanley, and Sully Counties, Bob Gray, Pier. District number 25, Hanson, McCook, and Minnehaha Counties, Dan Ollers, Del Rapids. District number 26, Gregory, Millette, Todd, and Tripp Counties, Julie Bartling, Burke. District number 27, Bennett, Hawken, Jackson, and Shannon Counties, Jim Bradford, Pine Ridge. District number 28, Butte, Corson, Dewey, Harding, Meade, Perkins, and Zeebach Counties, Ryan M. Maher, Isabel. District number 29, Butte and Meade Counties, Larry Roden, Union Center. District number 30, Custer, Fall River, and Pennington Counties, Gordon Howie, Rapid City. District number 31, Lawrence County, Thomas R. Nelson, Lead. District number 32, Pennington County, Stan Adelstein, Rapid City. District number 33, Meade and Pennington Counties, Dennis R. Schmidt, Rapid City. District number 34, Pennington County, Craig Teason, Rapid City. District number 35, Pennington County, Jeffrey K. Haverly, Rapid City. In testimony whereof, I have hereunto set my hand and affix this great seal of the State of South Dakota, this 11th day of January, 2010, Chris Nelson, Secretary of State.
The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah, Adelstein, Ollers, Bartling, Bradford, Brown, Dempster, Frisley, Gant, Garnos, Gillespie, Gray, Hansen, Tom Hansen, Gary, Haverly, Heideprim, Howie, Hunstead, Hunhoff, Gerstead, Klocek, Knutson, Maher, Merchant, Miles, Nelson, Nesselhoff, Northrup, Olson, Peterson, Roden, Schmidt, Teason, Turback, Berry Valley. There's a quorum present, Mr. President.
We have no reports or messages, so we'll proceed directly to motions and resolutions. Or no, we'll have a communication first, Madam Secretary.
You're right. The Honorable Dennis Dugard. Dear Mr. President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of SDCL 24-13-1 and subject to your confirmation, the Court has appointed David R. Nelson, an attorney from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the Board of Pardons and Paroles. Accordingly, the Court requests that you submit said appointment to the Senate for consent during the next legislative session. We will await your advice as to the Senate's action with regard to this appointment. Thank you for your continued cooperation. Very truly yours, Shirley M. Ferguson.
The President Pro Tem has referred this appointment to the Committee on Judiciary. Now we'll go to motions and resolutions.
Senator Knutson moves that the Senate do not proceed with the organization of the Senate.
Is there a second? The motion is to organize the Senate. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried.
The Senator Knutson moves that Senator Gray be elected President Pro Tem of the Senate for the 85th legislative session.
Is there a second? Remarks on the motion to appoint Senator Gray. Senator Knutson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, Senator Gray has served as our President Pro Tem for the past 3 years. He's done an excellent job. I don't think I need to belabor the body with the excellent manner in which Bob has handled his affairs in the past 3 years, and I enthusiastically support his reelection as President Pro Tem.
Further remarks? Senator Heideprin.
Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of this side of the aisle, I'm happy to associate myself and my colleagues with the remarks of Senator Knutson and urge your support of Senator Gray.
Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is the appointment of Senator Gray as President Pro Tem of the Senate. As your name is called, those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Adelstein.
Aye.
Ahlers.
Aye.
Bartling.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Dempster.
Aye.
Frisley.
Aye.
Gant.
Aye.
Garnos.
Aye.
Gillespie. Gray.
Aye.
Hanson Tom.
Aye.
Hanson Gary.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heideprim.
Aye.
Howie.
Aye.
Hunstead.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Gerstead.
Aye.
Klocek.
Aye.
Knutson.
Aye.
Maher.
Aye.
Merchant.
Aye.
Miles.
Aye.
Nelson.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Turbeck-Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 24 ayes, one excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of the majority of the members elect. Motion is carried and Senator Gray is elected. Congratulations, Senator. Will you come forward for the oath of office administered by Justice Severson?
Discharge
the duties of President Pro Tem.
The duties of President Pro Tem.
According to the best of my abilities.
According to the best of my abilities.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally.
And that I have not knowingly or intentionally.
Paid or contributed anything.
Paid or contributed anything.
Or made any promises.
Or made any promises.
In the nature of a bribe.
In the nature of a bribe.
Which directly or indirectly influence.
Directly or indirectly influence.
Any vote at the election.
Any vote at the election.
Which I was chosen to fill.
And which I was chosen to fill.
Said office.
Said office.
And have not accepted.
And have not accepted.
Nor will I accept.
Nor will I accept.
Or receive directly or indirectly.
Or receive directly or indirectly.
Any money.
Any money.
Pass or anything of value.
Any money, pass, or any other valuable thing.
From any corporation.
From any corporation.
Company or person.
Company or person.
Or any vote or influence I may give.
Or any vote or influence I may give.
Or withhold.
Or withhold.
On any bill or resolution.
On any bill or resolution.
Or appropriation.
Or appropriation.
Or for any other official act.
For any other official act.
Senator Knudsen moved that Trudy Evanstead be elected Secretary of the Senate for the 85th Legislative Session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Remarks on the motion to appoint Trudy Evanstead Secretary of the Senate? Any remarks? Seeing none, the question before the Senate is the election of Trudy Evanstead as Secretary of the Senate. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah?
Aye.
Senator Bradford? Excuse me. Senator Adelstein?
Enthusiastic aye.
Ehlers?
Aye.
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Grant? Gant? Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haberly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Plochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye.
Schmidt? Teason?
Aye.
Turbachberry?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
Mr. President, there were 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members-elect. The motion is carried, and Trudy Evanstead is named Secretary of the Senate. Justice Severson will administer the oath of office. Congratulations, Trudy.
Senator Knudsen moves that the permanent joint rules and permanent Senate rules of the 84th Legislative Session be adopted as the temporary joint rules and temporary Senate rules for the 85th Legislative Session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to adopt last year's rules temporarily until permanent rules are adopted. Any remarks on that motion? The motion is to adopt the last year's rules as temporary rules. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Abdallah? Adelstein?
Aye.
Eilers?
Ehlers?
Bartling?
Aye.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dempster?
Aye.
Frisley?
Aye.
Gant?
Aye.
Garnos?
Aye.
Gillespie? Gray?
Aye.
Hanson Tom?
Aye.
Hanson Gary?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heideprim?
Aye.
Howie?
Aye.
Hunstead?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Gerstead?
Aye.
Klochek?
Aye.
Knudsen?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
Merchant?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
Nelson?
Aye.
Nesselhoff?
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Roden.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Teason.
Aye.
Trebek Berry.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
Senator Abdullah.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 34 ayes, one excused.
So the motion has received an affirmative vote of majority of the members elect. The motion is carried, and the last year's rules are temporarily adopted, or adopted as temporary rules. The following named persons are appointed as employees of the Senate for the 85th legislative session. As your name is called, I'd ask you to come forward to take your oath of office. Assistant to the Secretary, Carrie K. Agana. Assistant to the Secretary of the Senate, Carolyn Ryder. Assistant to the Secretary, Carolyn Jorgensen. Secretary to the President Pro Tem, Sherry Housechild. Secretary to the Majority Leader, Rena Ortbahn. Secretary to the Minority Leader, Ann Eichinger. Appropriations Secretary, Barb Bjornberg. Committee Secretaries, Lois Henry, Cindy Lauder. Sergeant-at-Arms, Dave Bondi. Assistant Sergeants-at-Arm, Robert Bartlett and Larry Vetter. Legislative Interns, Caitlin Abramson, Liam Culhane, Kate Dykstra, Michael Ewald, Tyler Holmquist, Suzanne Jones, Aaron Lorenzen, Jennifer Pogany, Kelsey Webb, and Legislative Aides, Pete Heideprim and Jordan Feist. Justice Severson will administer the oath of office. Congratulations. Please sign your oath of office and present it to the front desk. The following pages have been appointed for the first term, and I'd ask them also to come forward now and take their oath of office. Brittany Beckman, Cortland Hagman, Ross Juleson, Cody Carrig, Amanda Lentz, Dakota Marshall, Mackenzie McNenny, Carmen Niemeyer, Caitlin Roth, Hillary Roth, Christina Sackman, Amanda Schakow, and Austin Trask. Raise your right hand. Aye, and then state your name. Do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of South Dakota, and will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of page according to the best of my abilities. Thank you. Please sign your oath and present it to the front desk. Congratulations.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to make arrangements for a joint session to hear the message of the governor.
Is there a second? The motion is to appoint a committee of three to arrange for a joint session. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. The President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the like committee on the part of the House to notify the governor that the legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to make.
Is there a second? Motion is to notify the governor that we are prepared to meet in joint session. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to the joint rules for the two houses for the 85th legislative session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to appoint a committee of three to establish the permanent joint rules. Any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for legislative days for the members, officers, and employees of the Senate and the House.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is to appoint a committee of three to arrange for legislative days. Any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to set the compensation schedule for the elective and appointive officers and employees of the Senate and House for the 85th legislative session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is to appoint a committee of three to propose a compensation schedule. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House for the purpose of conferring with the Director of the Legislative Research Council in regard to making arrangements for the distribution of official directory, Senate and House journals and bills, and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices with the full power to act.
Is there a second?
Second.
The motion is to arrange for a committee of three to provide for the distribution of the official directory and other legislative printing. Are there any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed nay. Motion carried. The President Pro Tem appoints Senators Dempster, Garnos, and Gary Hansen.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House relative to securing chapels for the 85th legislative session.
Is there a second? Motion is to appoint a committee of three to arrange for chaplains. Any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Tom Hansen, Roden, and Bartling.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the House to arrange for memorial recognition of deceased former members of the Senate and the House.
Is there a second?
Aye.
The motion is to appoint a committee of three to arrange for memorial. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Nostrup, Teason, and Miles.
Senator Knutson moves that a committee of three on the part of the Senate be appointed to meet with the committee of four on the part of the House to make arrangements for a joint session to hear the message of the Honorable David Gilbertson, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court.
Is there a second?
Aye.
The motion is to appoint a committee of three to arrange for a joint session to hear the state of the judiciary. Any remarks? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carried. President Pro Tem appoints Senators Gray, Knutson, and Heideprim. President Pro Tem has appointed the following senators to the indicated standing committees. The Committee on Agriculture and Natural Resources, Chair Roden, Vice Chair Howie. Members, Senators Bradford, Garnos, Hansen, Tom, Senator Valley, Klocek, Maher, and Peterson. To the Committee on Appropriations, Chair, Senator Hunhoff, Vice Chair, Senator Haverly. Members, Senators Brown, Nostrup, Ahlers, Bartling, and Hunstad. The Committee on Commerce, Chair, Senator Olson, Vice Chair, Senator Nelson. Members, Senators Adelstein, Gant, Merchant, Nesselhoff, Trebek, Berry. The Committee on Education, Chair, Senator Garnos, Vice Chair, Senator Knutson, Members, Senators Gray, Olson, Gerstead, Nesselhoff, and Peterson. The Government Operations and Audit Committee, Chair, Senator Teason, Vice Chair, Senator Haverly, Members, Senators Hunhoff, Bartling, and Gillespie. The Health and Human Services Committee, Chair, Senator Adelstein, Vice Chair, Senator Tom Hansen, Members, Senators Dempster, Gant, Gerstead, Merchant, and Miles. The Judiciary Committee, Chair, Senator Abdallah. Vice Chair, Senator Teason. Members, Senators Schmidt, Valley, Gillespie, Heideprim, and Terbeck-Berry. Committee on Legislative Procedure, Chair, Senator Gray. Vice Chair, Senator Knutson. Members, Senators Dempster, Garnos, Gary Hansen, Heideprim, and Nesselhoff. The Committee on Local Government, Chair, Senator Gant. Vice Chair, Senator Bradford. Members, Senators Schmidt, Teason, Gillespie, Klocek, and Miles. The Committee on Retirement Laws, Chair, Senator Nelson. Vice Chair, Senator Brown. Members, Senators Abdallah, Gerstead, and Miles. The Committee on State Affairs, Chair, Senator Dempster. Vice Chair, Senator Gray. Members, Senators Abdallah, Knutson, Olson, Roden, Gary Hansen, Heideprim, and Terbeck-Berry. The Committee on Taxation, Chair, Senator Hansen, Tom. Vice Chair, Senator Frisley. Members, Senators Adelstein, Howey, Nelson, Gerstead, Maher, Merchant, and Peterson. And finally, the Committee on Transportation, Chair, Senator Valley. Vice Chair, Senator Schmidt. Members, Senators Frisley, Howey, Gary Hansen, Klocek, and Maher. We're going to take up three committee reports, and then we'll act to adopt them or not after each report.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed to notify the Governor that the Legislature is duly organized and ready to meet in joint session to receive any communications he may desire to transmit respectfully reports that the Governor is ready to appear before the joint session to deliver his message. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, Christy Noem, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves the adoption of this report.
Is there a second? Motion is to adopt the committee report relative to the joint session to hear the Governor's State of the State address. Any remarks? Those in favor of the committee report say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive the message of the Governor respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1 p.m. January 12, 2010. Respectfully submitted, Val Rausch, Christy Noem, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprim, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves adoption of this report.
Is there a second? The motion is to adopt the committee report relative to hearing the convening in joint session to hear the report of the State of the Judiciary. Any remarks?
That was the governor's message.
Is that what you read?
Yeah. I'm sorry, was that on board?
No, I. Is that what you read?
This is to do communicate with the governor, to receive the message of the governor respectfully.
That was the second committee. I apologize. I misheard. This motion is to notify the governor to receive that we're ready to receive his message. Any remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Mr. President, your Joint Select Committee appointed for the purpose of arranging for a joint session of the Senate and House of Representatives to receive a message from the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court respectfully reports that the Senate and the House convene in joint session in the Chamber of the House of Representatives at 1:30 p.m. January 13, 2010. Respectfully submitted, Bob Fain, Christy Noem, Bernie Hunhoff, H. Paul Dennert, House Committee, Bob Gray, Dave Knutson, Scott Heideprin, Senate Committee. Senator Knutson moves the adoption of this report.
Is there a second? Now the motion is to convene in joint session tomorrow at 1:30 to hear the Chief Justice. Any remarks on that motion? Hearing none, those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 58, an act to revise certain real property taxes for small renewable energy facilities. Senate Bill 59, an act to revise certain contractors' excise tax refunds for small power production facilities. Senate Bill 61, an act to require an electric utility to file rates for purchases of electricity produced by small renewable power facilities. Senate Bill 28, an act to provide relief from liability from a sales and use tax rate change in certain circumstances. Senate Bill 29, an act to revise the exemption of direct mail postage and to define direct mail for certain tax purposes. Senate Bill 30, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the issuance of tax refunds for the construction of agricultural processing or new business facilities. Senate Bill 31, an act to update certain provisions regarding the reimbursable expense exemption from the sales and service tax allowed licensed accountants. Senate Bill 33, an act to revise certain provisions relating to delinquent tax accounts. Senate Bill 1, an act to increase certain registration fees and taxes for the use of motor vehicles on the public highways and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 14, an act to update certain provisions pertaining to motor carrier safety and transportation of hazardous materials. Senate Bill 16, an act to revise certain commercial driver licensing provisions and penalties. Senate Bill 17, an act to revise certain provisions regarding restricted driving permits for minors. Senate Bill 34, an act to provide for the staggered registration of intrastate and interstate commercial motor vehicles. Senate Bill 36, an act to provide for the denial of certain motor carrier registrations. Senate Bill 45, an act to revise the state trunk highway system in Cottington County. Senate Bill 62, an act to revise certain notice requirements for a closure of a highway and to provide a civil penalty for failure to comply with the closure. Senate Bill 18, an act to revise certain retirement provisions regarding retired members of the South Dakota retirement system and to return to covered employment and to declare an emergency. Senate Bill 19, an act to increase contributions related to the optional spouse protection program within the South Dakota retirement system and to prohibit any new enrollments in the program. Senate Bill 20, an act to revise certain retirement provisions within the South Dakota retirement system. Senate Bill 21, an act to revise certain provisions regarding exclusive benefit requirements and the range of investments available to the South Dakota Retirement System Member Trust Fund.
Those bills, which just had their first reading, are referred to the following committees. Senate Bill 1 to Transportation. Senate Bills 2, 3, and 4 to Commerce. Senate Bills 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 to Judiciary. Senate Bill 13 to Local Government. Senate Bill 14 to Transportation. Senate Bill 15 to Commerce. Senate Bills 16 and 17 to Transportation. Senate Bills 18, 19, 20, and 21 to Retirement Laws. Senate Bills 22, 23, 24, and 25 to Education. Senate Bill 26 and 27 to Appropriations. Senate Bills 28, 29, 30, and 31 to Taxation. Senate Bill 32 to Commerce. Senate Bill 33 to Taxation. Senate Bill 34 to Transportation. Senate Bill 35 to Commerce. Senate Bill 36 to Transportation. Senate Bills 37 and 38 to Ag and Natural Resources. Senate Bills 39, 40, 41, and 42 to Health and Human Services. Senate Bills 43 and 44 to Judiciary. Senate Bill 45 to Transportation. Senate Bills 46, 47, 48, 49, and 50 to Appropriations. Senate Bill 51 to Local Government. Senate Bill 52 to Ag and Natural Resources. Senate Bill 53 to Appropriations. Senate Bills 54 and 55 to Judiciary. Senate Bills 56 and 57 to Commerce. Senate Bills 58 and 59 to State Affairs. Senate Bill 60 to Commerce. Senate Bill 61 to State Affairs. Senate Bill 62 to Transportation. And Senate Bill 63 to Education. Senator Adelstein, did you wish to be recognized, sir?
Mr. President, I'd like a point of personal privilege.
That's granted.
Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues of the Senate, it's with great pleasure that I introduce to you my youngest son, who has been appointed and confirmed by the President of the United States as the Administrator of the Rural Utility Service, where he's responsible for all rural electric, rural telephone, rural water and sewer service, rural broadband broadcasting, including health, remote health, and distance learning. He recently approved, among others, a $600,000 grant to four hospitals in South Dakota. He's had a distinguished career in public service, and I'd like to share with you an incident some years ago. He was at a meeting. He came to a meeting that I was attending, and he was talking to some senior executives, most of them of the opposite party of his persuasion. And they said, "You seem so intelligent. Why are you working in Washington rather than in your father's company?" And he looked at the gentleman and said, "I wouldn't be here today if this country had not given a place for my mother's family when they were fleeing the Nazi Holocaust in Poland to live. So I decided to commit my life to public service. He may not be of my party, but he's of my heart and of everything that I believe in." Jonathan Adelstein.
Thank you, Senator. Are there any announcements? Senator Knudsen.
Mr. President, in view of the meeting time tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we will have Senate Republican Caucus at 10 o'clock tomorrow in room 423. Senate Caucus at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Further announcements? Senator Heiderprin.
Democrats will also caucus at 10 a.m. Look for the room number, and we'll get the word to you.
Senator Valley.
Senate Transportation tomorrow morning will be a little slack first day, 8:30, and everyone else is welcome. We're going to be talking about federal funding for highways and where that's at right now. Thank you.
Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. Appropriations will meet tomorrow morning joint at from 8 to 10, and then tomorrow afternoon after session we will have our first hearing with the Bureau of Administration.
Senator Adelstein.
The Senate Health and Human Services will meet on Friday at 7:45 to consider bills 39 through 42.
Further announcements, Senator Hunhoff.
Thank you. This is a reminder to all members of the Senate. After the governor's address this afternoon, there will be a reception beside the House, behind the House chamber, recognizing him as chairman of CSG. So if you could stop by and give him well wishes, I'd appreciate that. And this is coming from the e-board. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcements.
Senator Knudsen moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Wednesday, January 13th, the second legislative day.
Is there a second? The motion is to convene tomorrow at 1. Any remarks? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried.
Senator Abdullah moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Is there a second? Motion is to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.